Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Goodness, I almost got in here late. I apologize. I started eating my lunch during that 1 minute break between hours and picking the fish out of my teeth. I'm trying to eat healthier too as well. Delicious coffee. I've been kind of ranting in the last hour. We have the best-selling author of The Fix Is In talk about the Super Bowl and other recent sporting events. Does he think that he's got a new book out as well, Larceny Games? We're going to be breaking down the fact that that's rigged. Just like so many other things are rigged, people need to wake up and admit that they're rigged. And if we can undermine the system's biggest brainwashing system, the professional sports, and expose it and maybe reform it, that's a positive thing. So he's going to be joining us until the bottom of the hour, and then I will open the phones up. And then we have the food girl joining us. She's had some amazing victories herself in independent media, reaching hundreds of millions of people total. We're going to be talking about her, about the march to have success in having labeling on food, exposing Monsanto, and so much more. So that is coming up in the third hour today. And we'll have open phones in the second half of that on health issues and vitamin and mineral supplement news as well, and GMO news and whole food news on that front coming up. Some of the news that I have not covered yet, if you've just joined us, is that the NRA is calling 2024 elections do or die, vows war with Michael Bloomberg and Obama. And they point out that if we don't get libertarian pro-gun people elected to replace all these Republican and name-only people, we're going to lose the Second Amendment in 2015. They're going to start banning and registering where they haven't already done it. Everywhere they're in control, New York, Chicago, they take the guns. Europe, they take the guns. Australia, they take the guns. They will take the guns, and I agree with the NRA, who, by the way, 10 years ago was terrible, selling us out, part of the establishment. It was about 10 years ago that, God rest his soul, Chuck Heston started fading away and the NRA started really getting soft. And then it was Gun Owners of America that really put him on the hot seat and radicalized him, as the media calls it. It's not radical. And in the face of a radical takeover, standing up to it is survival. It's not radical. But it's like, oh, it's incredible. You want to fly American flags. It's hurtful to the immigrants. Give them everything free. Sotomayor says on and on and on and on. Well, if you like globalism, you're really going to enjoy what's happening, because this country's collapsing. Continuing here, there's a poll out via The Hill. Bill Clinton is the most forgivable liar. I didn't lie to you. I never said that. Former President Bill Clinton is a liar. The public is most able to forgive nearly two decades after his affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky, because they went after him on something petty, because the Republicans were up to their eyeballs in the missiles to China, the technology transfers, the corruption, NAFTA, GATT. That's why they never want to go after him, because they're involved in it as well. I mean, look at this new 60 Minutes report. Congress using slush funds to bankroll lavish lifestyles. Hey, dummies, there's not going to be any good country in the future if you keep selling us out. What, are you all going to run to Switzerland? By the way, this has already been happening. This is kind of a whitewash, but worldwide cancer cases expected to soar 70% in the next 20 years. We'll be telling you why with that report. Also, corporate Soros axis, a Soros corporate power axis is funding. Well, we're going to break it down. They're predicting. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com to learn more. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As the NFL goes, so goes the rest of America. We've seen Obamacare promoted, anti-gun messages promoted. We've seen incredible corruption. We've seen, back in 2007, the Patriots caught spying on the other team's practices and basically stealing their playbooks. That is cheating, by the way, folks. And that's why I've been focused in on the NFL a lot the last few weeks, is because it just shows the bellwether, or the canary in the coal mine, of how wrecked our society's getting. Decades ago, if the other team cracked the hand signals of the playbook, it would be considered cheating if they won the whole game knowing what the hand signs were, or if they'd stolen the playbook. Now, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback comes out. It's in the Daily Mail. It's up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, red-linked. Seahawks star Richard Sherman says he cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code. That's how he was able to win the game. Well, what do you think Google can do, being able to predict the future of individuals and mass groups? What do you think Amazon can do, packaging your package and shipping it to you before you order it, days before, predicting the future? They can game the entire reality and end civilization as we know it. And our civilization is piloted by anti-human globalists who want all the advanced technology and life extension for themselves. So here's my question to the establishment. Do you really think you're going to do this to humanity and not have it come back on you? Do you really think this evil nature that you don't think is evil is all, but is survival of the fittest, social Darwinism? Do you really think you're going to get away with this? Turn back now. Empower humanity. Don't cheat. Don't take the dark side path so you can dominate and be in charge. Empower everyone. Trust in God. Do the right thing. Turn back now. And I don't think everybody in the power structure is going to do that, but I know a lot of people in the power structure, highest level of Hollywood producers, Hollywood stars, major banking, major media people, royalty, Japanese government, number three in the Japanese government, listen to this show. And I'm nobody special. I just care about humanity. I'm worried about the crisis we're entering. And other people won't tell it like it is, so nature abhors a vacuum, so InfoWars.com, this radio show, is rising. We have found the zeitgeist, which is human empowerment, out of love, not out of some type of marketing research, not out of a focus group. So by predicting the future off of the mass movements in quantum computers, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and others can control the future. I don't want to live in Bill Gates' future. Resist everything they're doing. Say no to them. Buy local. Shop local. Go see your local hockey team. It'll be more entertaining anyways if you're into sports. Go be on the local softball team or baseball team. Get into sports yourself. That's all healthy and good. They've taken something so good like sports and ruined it. Until the bottom of the hour, then we'll get into all the other economic news, stock market news, political news. It's all coming up. But until the bottom of the hour, we're joined by the author of The Fix Is In, and he's also got a new book out, Brian Toohey. And, of course, he was a big commentator across the board on TV and you name it, until he just began to learn that the fix was in, and the FBI admits the fix is in. Doesn't mean the whole games are rigged, but key plays, key kickoffs, key basketball, he was saying, is amazingly corrupt. I want to get his take on the Super Bowl we just saw and any other big events where the fix has been in, because the fix is in on the stock market. The fix is in on interest rates. We told you that over a decade ago. Now Rolling Stone's confirmed it. Remember that headline? The fix is in on everything. LIBOR. The fix is in on the stock market with the high-frequency trading. Just realize that we don't want a chump economy. We don't want to be in a rigged system. We want to be in a system where the individual's empowered, not where the whole thing's gamed. That'd be like putting a baby in a box for the first 5 years and feeding it through a feeding tube and then opening the box up and saying, look, the baby's retarded. I'm smarter than it. And then killing it with a meat cleaver. Going, I'm dominant. I locked it up and dumbed it down and gamed it. I'm the king. No, what's dominant is empowering everyone, having a level playing field, being honorable, and then dominating in that system, or at least doing well in that system by being honorable. That's called chivalry, ladies and gentlemen. Every culture had it that rose. The ancient Romans were full of chivalry, more than the English knights. Then they got decadent and had their decline. The Greeks were very chivalrous and then became corrupt in their different city-states. It's the same story, folks. You go through cycles. George Washington was a great knight in shining armor, and then things became corrupt. We need to rediscover that, and I'm telling you, the NFL is not the example of wholesomeness. Look at this. Not only was the game rigged, knowing the hand signs, that's why they dominated Peyton Manning. That's why the game was so terrible, so it was rigged on that front. Now it's come out that Obama, the Daily Caller reports, and the White House admits it, gave the key players who were their buddies information on what to tweet out to create that illusion. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. Just be aware that there's stuff being gamed going on. Brian, thanks for coming on short notice. You've got the floor. Tell us about what you saw with your expert eye, what your inside FBI sources are saying. Was this game rigged, or was it so rigged because the Seahawks knew the plays that it was a terrible game?
It's hard to say. Thanks for having me on, by the way, Alex. But the thing with it is people don't believe that this is possible in the United States, and I think that's the biggest misconception that I tried to prove. I mean, I cannot say for certain whether the Super Bowl was rigged, and I don't think anybody else out there can really say for certain that it wasn't rigged. But the fact of the matter is, one of the world's biggest sporting events, actually the biggest sporting event, the World Cup, which is coming up in Brazil in 2014, we know World Cup soccer matches have indeed been fixed. And we can prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. if they can fix the world's biggest sporting event, who's to say they couldn't fix the Super Bowl? I mean, it's a football game. That's all it really is it's merely a football game. And the fact of the matter is that gamblers have been able to get the soccer players to get them to fix matches. They've been able to get the tennis players, got them to fix matches. Cricket players, got them to fix matches. They can get to our college athletes and get them to fix matches. Why do we believe the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, all these are immune from such corruption when you look around the United States and you see corruption in everything, be it business, politics, or even religion, unfortunately. And the fact of the matter is, with the NFL, with all these major sporting leagues, they're an entertainment industry. They are show business. They will argue this. They have argued this in front of the Supreme Court. And because they are show business, they can legally manipulate their own games and get away for it. If the NFL wanted to fix the Super Bowl, they could do it legally, and no one has any recourse or legal obligations to fight them on that.
What do you make of the quarterback saying they knew Manning's plays?
Well, you know, they very well could have figured it out. That could be a very legitimate thing. Or someone could have tipped them off. Someone could have given them the heads up and said, hey, if he does this, this is what the Broncos offense is going to do.
Exactly, and that's basically illegal, so they claim they broke the code instead of having a mole give it to them.
Exactly. And, I mean, this has been going on for sports for decades. I mean, the famous shot heard around the world, which is the 1951 between the Giants and Dodgers, supposedly they were stealing the pitching signals and knew what pitch was coming before it was thrown. I mean, this is nothing new in sports. If this truly is what happened, it could have been a tip-off. It could have been something they figured out. But, you know, to think that these games are always on the level, I think, is very naive. I think it's incredibly naive.
Of course.
Because people can be gotten to. I mean, that's the bottom line. The mafia knows how to get to people. The government knows how to get to people. And because the NFL has become over and above everything, I mean, in terms of sports, it's become a national holiday, the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a great
thing. And look at how the security's paid for by government. They're tax exempt. The NFL's tax exempt. They're really above the law. So the biggest, most corrupt thing is the prime suspect. You've got a new book out called Larceny Games. I haven't read it yet. Tell me about that.
Larceny Games is based on interviews with the gambling insiders in the sports gambling industry, as well as former FBI agents. But mainly it's based on over 400 FBI files I obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. And when the NFL claims we've never had a game fixed ever in our history by the mafia or professional gamblers, these FBI files that I unveiled, which nobody else ever accessed before, I mean, ESPN didn't get it, Sports Illustrated didn't get them, I was the one who went out and got these. These files clearly show that the FBI had numerous information on numerous games, numerous Hall of Fame players and athletes who were involved in not only gambling on their sport, but potentially fixing games. I mean, it's stuff that should be front page news in these major sports media outlets, but they refused to cover it. I mean, they outright refused to cover this information.
Well, sure, the FBI until the early 50s said organized crime didn't exist because J. Edgar Hoover was getting paid off.
Oh, yeah, but the fact of the matter is it's funny, when you read some of these files, and some of them exist before the passage of the Sports Bribery Act, which happened in 1964, and it made it illegal on a federal level for someone to bribe a player, an athlete, or a coach to fix a game, alter the outcome of a game. The FBI had great information on players who were gambling. They had great information on owners who were gambling. And they really did nothing about it until 1964. Then they started to investigate this stuff. And what they found, I think, was very shocking. And I think if fans and people read Larceny Games, it will change their understanding of not only sports gambling in the United States, which is a massive illegal enterprise worth hundreds of billions of dollars, but it'll also change the way they look at the leagues and look at the league security divisions, which are supposed to be investigating this stuff.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, they're running the whole operation. Do you ever get told to shut up? Because I know you've been on ESPN hundreds of times before you even wrote this book. I knew that you used to be a total sports junkie. Do you ever get phone calls and said, hey, shut up?
No, they don't touch me because really the information I have, I think, is untouchable, is unquestionable. Now, people may not agree with the conclusions I reach, and I can understand that. But a lot of people, you know, out there, people in the sports media will try to belittle me. They will try to, you know, call me a fool, call me an idiot for believing such things. But they're covering up for themselves. I mean, let's face it, ESPN funds the NFL. They fund the NBA. They are not about to do real investigative work on these leagues that they fund that in turn fund them. I mean, it's an incestuous relationship.
Sure, and they're tied into the Justice Department pushing propaganda and brainwashing people, as the Attorney General has said, and they call you a conspiracy theorist. I've seen that. I mean, it's a fact that they're rigging games. There's a fact this stuff goes on, and so they call you a conspiracy theorist. Like Obamacare is a giant screw job. They call me a conspiracy theorist. Well, no, it is a screw job, folks. We'll be right back.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll. Say hi to Dave.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Dave Mustaine's a daily listener, good friend of mine. Not name dropping, so every time I hear Dave, I want to say hi to him. Roll, especially on the road, when they're rolling down the road in the Gremlin, they listen to the show a lot of times. Just want to say hi to Dave, Megadeth. Amazing band live, ladies and gentlemen. He's not faking it. You know, most rock and roll bands, even the new ones, play a whole track over it and act like they're playing. Almost all rock and roll, hip-hop, it's all fake now. But bands like Megadeth, it's all real. All real. That's very rare. Black Sabbath tour, totally fake, folks. Just to give you a little tip. But they don't even have a track playing. They got real musicians behind the thing playing. I'm not going to say any more. Just unbelievable country. Dave didn't tell me that. I was told by others. And actually was listening to Eddie Trunk live on the radio, and he was admitting it. I mean, just who wants to go hear something that's totally fake? I mean, they can't get Ozzy out of his diapers long enough to literally to be able to roll him out there crapping all over the stage. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just giving you the reality here. Let's go back to Brian Toohey. Brian, other points about the Super Bowl and how political it's become. That's why I'm sick of sports, is the anti-gun messages, the Obamacare messages, Obama in Monday Night Football intro. I mean, I'm about to puke here. What's some other big corruption news you've got going on?
Well, you know, go back to your point you're just making about, like, music being fake. I mean, you think about the entertainment industry in general, and you think about, like you say, Britney Spears lip-syncing music. You think about, you know, what they could potentially do with the voting in American Idol, and you think about these reality television shows and how they stage things and reenact things and have the producers manipulate things to get certain things to happen. That's exactly what I'm saying sports has become today. It's become an entertainment show. And they're doing the best they can to put on the best show they possibly can to get the highest ratings they can, to get the most advertising money they can. And they can do all of this legally. A lot of fans want to say, well, this is sports, this is pure. But the fact of the matter is, it's entertainment now. And what the Super Bowl was a massive television show. That's all it was. It was a television show. And they used it, like you talk about, to, you know, push certain political agendas and certain ideas onto a mass of people, 10, 11 million tuned in.
And they taught the public that none of that exists. You tell them most live music is not live if it's a big national act. That's just a fact. That's well known in the industry. They go, you're a conspiracy theorist. You tell them that a lot of sports are rigged or paid off. They tell them you're a conspiracy theorist. You tell them the Federal Reserve is private, which is a fact. They tell you you're a conspiracy theorist. The word conspiracy theory is like a crutch for dumb people, I think.
Well, what it was, I think, is because skeptics hijacked the word skeptic. You know what I mean? They turned skeptic into towing the party line. Whereas us supposed conspiracy theorists are really the skeptical ones. We're the ones who are questioning the status quo. We're questioning what we're being presented. Meanwhile, the skeptics are just backing that, just saying, well, you know, you're crazy because you don't think the way everyone else thinks. Well, that doesn't mean we're wrong. I mean, just because you don't like it, you can't just call yourself a skeptic and call me a conspiracy theorist. And if anything, maybe we're both skeptics, but it's not.
By the way, I'll throw in a little secret about Megadeth, because I've gotten to see it like five times, which is really good. In the dressing room, they play the entire hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, the whole thing before they go out with amplifiers and everything in a room. And I can just sit back and, you know, sip on iced tea or whatever and see the whole concert. But the point is to then learn that most other bands literally just play a soundtrack now. Can you believe that? I mean, and by the way, it didn't used to be like that. It's getting worse and worse. Where I guess because the public will accept it. Why not just have holograms at the concert?
Well, I mean, you think, go back to the Super Bowl, and you think about how much time and energy, effort, and practice, like, the Denver Broncos put in, and how great Peyton Manning is. He's a 5-time MVP, and, I mean, he's a legend. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's already won a Super Bowl ring. And then you see what they did on that field on Sunday. And you think, well, where did all that practice go? Where did all that preparation go? How did it just completely fall apart? Was it really just that Seattle's defense was that good? Was it because they knew his hand signals?
No, Seattle's bragging that they had the hand signals.
Yeah, but I mean, exactly. Was something else going on that we just weren't alert to, that we just didn't know as fans, that we were being shown one thing and being hidden from something else? I mean, that's what I talk about in sports, is I want people to think of sports in a different light. I want them to take this
sure.
and realize.
What do you think happened with the power going off last year?
Oh, I think that was a complete fake. I really do.
Because they make millions of dollars every 30 seconds with the viewers, and if you have a power outage for a few minutes, that gets everybody to tune back in, to pay attention, and yeah, I agree with you, totally staged.
Well, I think the sign about the, you know, the blackout was, look at how much security they put in. Supposedly they had, you know, millions of dollars they spent. They had snipers hidden.
Hold on, I want to do 5 more minutes with you, you can do it. I want to ask about this guy that snuck through with the 9-11s, an inside job. We had him on exclusively yesterday, so I want to ask you about that. And yeah, the whole security theater, it's incredible. Final segment. We'll do a few minutes with our guests. Then I'm going to give the phone number out when we come back. I'll take your phone calls on this issue and others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
And again, that was Matthew Mills. We played part of it. We're going to play it again for everybody here, where he went into the Most Valuable Player press conference, infiltrated throughout all the security, while the MVP was mumbling, one of the linemen. and pointed out that 9/11 was an inside job perpetrated by people inside the government. And regardless of what you think of that statement, regardless of what you believe really happened there, it shows the security is total theater and nothing but a big police state power grab. I mean, they never had this stuff in the past. And then meanwhile, our own government's funding al-Qaeda overseas. Let's play the full clip here.
Investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
And again, that only lasts like 10 seconds, but it had such a big effect. And we had that gentleman on the show yesterday, Brian Toohey, author of The Fix Is In, the showbiz manipulation of professional sports. What's your take on that and the security point you were getting into?
Well, isn't that just that one incident kind of a microcosm, like you say, of the American security state? That we supposedly have all the security, and yet this guy with a pass to a music festival walks right through all the Super Bowl security, all the way into the press conference, and all the way up to the microphone. I mean, imagine if he didn't manage to get a gun in there. Imagine if he was some sort of terrorist or something like that. I mean, that's how ridiculous the security state is. But going to the Super Bowl, going back to the blackout, I mean, think of all the security they had in place in New York here. They had all that same sort of security in place in New Orleans. But the fact is, when the power went out, no one panicked. And that, I think, was the biggest tip-off, is if you think about what just happened at the Super Bowl, you know, again, the biggest TV broadcast in America every year, and the lights go out, and nobody panics, wonders, was this a terrorist attack? Did Anonymous do this? What happened here? They all just sat there and said, oh, the power went out, no big deal. I think that's kind of a tipping sign, a tipping point that shows that, you know, a lot of this stuff just isn't what you really think it is.
Well, I agree with you. And then meanwhile, every halftime show I see has weird sex magic rituals. For those that don't know, weird Illuminati connotations. You see the Grammys full of that. Any idea on why they're always putting the occult into these primetime events now?
It's really hard to say. I mean, that's not something I ever really looked into. But if I think if you look into the fact of the people who own these NFL teams, who own these professional sport franchises, I think you'd find that these guys are some serious bigwigs. I mean, Paul Allen is the owner of, you know, the Seattle Seahawks. And I think if you see what the government gives to these professional sports leagues, like you mentioned before, you know, the tax breaks, the tax-exempt statuses, they build stadiums, I'm for crying out loud. I mean, this is the modern bread and circuses, except now it's, you know, specially flavored potato chips in the NFL. But it's the same sort of thing. It's still distracting us from more important things. It's become a soap opera for many people, many men, and it's distracting them from bigger and more important issues in this country.
Well, that's my issue. You've got the male role model pulled down in all the other TV images and the culture on purpose so the state can be the father, and men and women are both the wives of the state now, or kind of the prostitutes of the pimp, the slaves of the owner. But it's just sick how then they hijack one of the final, you know, examples of, quote, manhood and turn it into a government extravaganza. What are you working on now in closing? What are some other corruption points in sports that you've been covering?
Well, one of the things I'm working on is that I have an article that should be coming out. I worked with Lance Williams, who co-wrote the book on Barry Bonds and Valco called Game of Shadows. And we have an article coming out about potentially fixed baseball game from 2012 and what Major League Baseball did to cover this whole thing up. And, you know, my book, Larceny Game, is based on all these FBI files. I still get FBI files and FBI information about corruption within these sports. And I'm going to keep publishing it as long as people will let me. I mean, I write for SportsOnEarth.com, which is affiliated with USA Today. And somehow they let me put some of this stuff out there. And I think, you know, if fans look at it and really think about it, I think it'll open their eyes to what's really going on in professional sports and then what that means for the rest of the world.
Now, we've seen the third world caught over and over again in the World Cup in open corruption. We know that it's happening everywhere. From your research, is it getting worse or better?
It's getting worse because there's more and more money involved. I mean, they estimate perhaps as much as $1 trillion is bet illegally on sports around the world every year. In the United States, it might be as much as $500 billion bet illegally on sports. And that's not like a bet between you and me. That's a bet between me and my bookie. That's what's illegal. And if there's $500 billion being wagered illegally in the United States, nobody can tell me otherwise that that sort of money cannot and has not influenced the games we watch. It's just naive to think so.
What is your gut about what happened with Super Bowl 48? Because, again, regardless, it's a way to wake people up to the corruption. I mean, all the experts, almost all of them thought that Peyton Manning and the Broncos would win. And then you see that near shutout, and then you see them bragging, we broke their hand signs, openly trying to say it so it doesn't look like fraud. But for me, that's basically cheating. And so right there, it looks like the fix is in.
And it very well may have been. Like I said, I can't argue for sure that that was definitely fixed. But I know for a fact the NFL made money on that game. Fox made money on that game. The Las Vegas sportsbooks made money on that game. The illegal bookies made money on that game. Everyone profited. And what do they say about conspiracy? You know, if everyone profits, Don Derrick called it a conspiracy, correct?
That's right, my friend. Well, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Look forward to talking to you again. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate you having me on today.
You bet. One conspiracy theorist to another. Of course, a conspiracy theorist is one who's informed and does not believe known liars. It means the opposite of a chump. Now, Cass Sunstein has bragged at the White House, and before he was at the White House 6 years ago, 7 years ago, in the Harvard Review and others, also Chicago Business School, he writes for both, that they would infiltrate alternative media and create infighting, number one, and discredit the entire movements out there putting out cockamamie ridiculous news. And you see that out there. This person's really that person. You know, the center of the earth is hollow and there's an alien base in there. You know, all of this is done, basically, to then be so far out there that they can say, I don't think aliens run the planet secretly and the Federal Reserve's private. And they equate the two there. And look, nobody's perfect. People could say, I get all excited and wacky and stuff, and that discredits things. But in the final equation, I'm covering real news. I'm real. Judge a tree by its fruits. I have woken up. Pretty scary to say this. Most of the people that are active out there today will tell you that I woke them up. And I'm the most common person you see cited online for getting people to think. So judge a tree by its fruits. We're doing really good work by the grace of God, and I'm trying to do a better job. But we also try to act as a platform to have other amazing people on who are doing really incredible work. And the Food Girl. So we're talking about some really big news. The Food Babe is going to be joining us to talk about the whole waterfront here with the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's happening with the movement towards getting true organic labeling and true organic quality versus the attacks by the establishment out there to stop labeling and so much more. She's going to cover the waterfront with us coming up in the next hour. I want to hear from you, though, on children in high school and junior high students in Colorado are not allowed to have American flags. They're not allowed to talk about America. They're not allowed to propose America for Spirit Week to talk about what makes America great, Bill of Rights, Constitution. But you're allowed to learn that the U.S. really belongs to Mexico in public school and have Mexican flags everywhere on Cinco de Mayo. There's more articles out today where they are teaching kids the Quran and the Muslim holidays and holy days in public schools nationwide. And I'm not attacking Muslims here. My point is everything's acceptable except American culture because the globalists want to get rid of that. Because owning guns, men being men, private property, that's a threat to the power structure. They want to make every other subgroup acceptable except gun ownership's bad, white males are bad, the family's bad. Now, there's more articles out today where White House advisors, here it is, are coming out and saying your kids belong to us. I mean, it's just they're normalizing their out-of-control behavior. And what do you make of, I mean, is it cheating? People are going to say, why are you covering sports? I'm not covering sports. I'm covering fraud. When I talk about how most rock bands and hip-hop bands have a total tape playing digitally, and they sing along with it, and it's totally fake, that's a fact. And it's not about music. It's about things being a fraud. It's about getting people to think outside the box and realize that we're being manipulated. That's the answer, to not be chumps. I want to hear from you on these issues, whatever issues you want to cover. First-time callers, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I want to show you a news article. I want to show folks InfoWarsHealth.com on screen. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. They had a Clemson major year-long scientific double-blind research study where they were doing it with different tissue samples, not even telling the researchers what they were doing, and they found, in some cases, over 90%, generally 60%, kill rate of cancerous cells in the colon with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That we have the 2.0 fully organic type and the old-fashioned type, my favorite. It's almost completely organic, but it's hard to certify hundreds of ingredients. That's all available discounted with free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's upwards of 400 great items on there. You can also join the InfoWars team at InfoWarsTeam.com. They'll take it at InfoWarsHealth.com as well and get discounts and be able to be a distributor. But that's InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. And I want to show you this article while we're talking about it. Worldwide cancer cases expected to soar by 70% over the next 20 years. New cancer cases expected to grow more than 14 million a year in 2012. From 2012 on, with the biggest burden in low and middle income countries. And it just goes over the incredible toxins of industrialization. And that's absolutely right. And cancer's already more than doubled on average since the 50s. A lot of it's the Gardasil vaccines, and before that, the SV40 viruses and the polio vaccines. I mean, I've had national media say, why do you claim there's cancer viruses and vaccines? And I just look at them and say, it's on record. I mean, it literal ignorance of these people is just absolutely, totally mind-blowing. So the answer to that is exercise, purified water, with the ProPure water filtration system, discounted 10% off, promo code WATER. Again, you can go to InfoWarsLife.com to find the water filters, the high-quality Nation Iodine Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or, again, as I mentioned, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, other great products at InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I want to give the number out for first-time callers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will go directly to your phone calls. But this week, newspaper asked the question, why is there a war, like Forbes asked last year, on lemonade stands? And the answer is they want to extinct barter, local sales, people voting with their dollars. The big box stores around the country with the Chinese slave goods, they don't want you buying local. That's why I said with the media or with organic foods or with anything, you've got to vote with your dollars. You've got to build an alternative to the system before they've got their cashless society in place to totally lock everything down. That's why the globalists are making their move right now on every front to shut down bake sales, to shut down little kids baking a few cupcakes and selling to their friends, sending a SWAT team, basically. They're doing all this to answer the question of this week, why is it happening? But the good news is there's going to be a national movement now to have more lemonade stands to counter this. This is a revolution of the bureaucratic class against us. And guys, will you relaunch the phone system? That's a daily reboot. That's down. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Saw that was down at the start of the show. Need to reboot that. Keep our eyes on the screens in this operation as we basically fly through the media here in the info war. There they are. I got my calls. I can take them. Justin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. Go ahead. First-time caller.
First-time caller. I just wanted to say, just quick, your Nason Iodine has been working great for me. I really love the water bottle and the fluoride shield. But the point I wanted to make was, do you find it ironic with the constant conditioning to the people, let's say for the gun agenda? They try to basically at first they condition us to be kind of numb to war and the death and everything, but then at the same time they want to get a rise out of us when there's a tragedy. Doesn't that kind of, don't you think, bite them in the rear end?
Well, sure. I mean, they haven't perfected their social conditioning operations because they're humans as well. And they want to use our human emotions at other times to be able to turn them off when they want. They want to make us like robots. But being aware of the attempt to make us robots and not have individualism is the way to defeat them. I mean, look at all these people with the body modification and the tattoos. And some of it looks good. I'm not bashing people that do that. My whole point is that a lot of times I find they're actually more individualistic and care about freedom more because they started out trying to be individuals and basically differentiating from the system, like you differentiate from your parents when you're 13 and, you know, might do some stupid stuff in that process, but moving towards freedom. Some of the most sedated people are those that wear the business suits and think they're part of the establishment and are going along with the whole show. But I think the answer is making a break with the system.
Right. I totally agree. I also just want to say a big thanks to the Super Bowl guy from yesterday. If we can get more people to get out there and do their own thing and get people to wake up and really get in the spotlight, I think we can really change it. I try to preach that, you know, the only reason they've been able to pull this off is because it's been, you know, behind closed doors without our knowledge. If we had consent of this, we'd never agree to it. But once we get everyone aware and everyone on the same page, we can change the tide.
I totally agree with you. God bless you. Let's jam in lab rat. We're all lab rats in the scientific dictatorship from Mexico, and we'll hold he or she over to the next segment. Lab rat, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you finally. First time caller, long time listener. I can't say too much, or they will ping me and voice ID me. I want to tell you, after 20 years in the entertainment industry and moving to New Mexico, you can extrapolate what goes on out here. And I started working in the mobile industry. I worked with a guy who was doing stuff. And tell your listeners to Google, or sorry, search engine, Semantic Web. And the Semantic Web technology allows us to find every single thing that you've ever said or done, things you've posted 10, 20 years ago, when the web was just nascent. And all
Hold on, I want to explain that when we come back. Explain what this web is. For those that don't know, like the technology that's 7 years old, like Shazam, where you can hold your phone up and tell it any song is, that's used to map everything you've ever done. I'll explain when we get back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Is not conscious. The scientific studies show it. They're in a trance state. The general public is not even there. They're in a trance, just wandering around. No one hears anything. No one's alive. Unless they want to be when they're watching a TV show. Television has killed our culture. That's why I'm saying search this on air. Look at this article. Pull this up. I'm trying to make it interactive. Using the evil medium of visual television to try to wake people up. And I don't even know if it's effective. I mean, you can't get the average person to even hear what you're saying nowadays. And the more you beg somebody to please understand what you're saying, the more they won't understand it. That's why it's so hard to sell your family on good ideas, because they don't want to listen to you. And it's very, very sad. We were talking to Lab Rat in New Mexico, and he was talking about voice print analysis grids. And my thing is, so what if they know who you are? Of course, they can fake people's voices 20 years ago with the voice print systems, and now with the computing, it's getting faster and faster. So go ahead and make your point, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Let me try and put it in a nice media bite for you. I think I might have miscommunicated. It's not so much about voice analysis. It's about being able to take everything that you've ever done and create the predictive analytics that you talk about. And everything you just said just now is probably the most perfect encapsulation of trying to wake other people up and the problems that are inherent. I noticed you could manipulate people on the stage using technology for 20 years in entertainment. I'm not going to get into name dropping. I got out of it. I got into technology. I moved here. You know what's here. Every secret lab in the planet, everything that you can think of, everything you have to talk about is all here in plain sight. They call Santa Fe Langley West. The biggest nuclear repository is in Albuquerque, not in our missile silos. Anyway, I started working with a guy who had created eHarmony, and when you start to match things and you can get the computer to create perfect matches, and you have all the data, which is really like the new oil. It's a byproduct, like carbon dioxide of our existence. 4 trillion data points are created every day, new ones. And people give out their data like they exhale. When you take all that data and you scrape it, like oil, you mine it, you refine it, and then you use it to fuel the engine of commerce or steer things your way. We can predict movements before they form, steer them where we want them, and get them anywhere they wanted to go. I worked with continuity of trading, some of what you were talking about earlier while I was back in New York. Guys made $20 billion during 9/11 because they were able to keep continuity and do thousands of trades per second while everybody else was staring at buildings coming down. They were choppering out to the Hamptons, and they were making a fortune. I don't know what telling you all this is going to cost me, but I'm tired of sitting on it and listening to your show every day, agreeing with what you say, and telling you that the supercomputers that are out there now, and when my partner would speak at the semantic conferences in San Francisco and other places, everybody out there was military. And the semantic web is just a new way of looking at the web. If you Google Tim Berners-Lee and get into some of that, you'll understand the depth of what I'm talking about. It's not voice imprint. It's using entertainment principles combined.
No, I know. No, I understand. I was bringing up voice as one part of how they can track the whole web off just your voice print and then erase everything you've ever said or done once they get this grid in place. It's just one example of the control. We're coming back in 60 seconds. I want to come back to you and give you some more time to talk about this, because my issue is this destroys free will. That's what it does.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.